This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, good neighbors, to episode number 83 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, the Sterile. Today we have good neighbor Joe Ryan, System Director from Lee Health Coconut Point. Joe, welcome.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, pleasure getting or having you on and getting to know you a little bit better. So why don't we just jump right in and why don't you share a little bit about what you do over at Lee Health there at Coconut Point?
Sure. So I'm the system director for Lee Health Coconut Point, which is our southernmost, what you would call large campus footprint for Lee Health. And as system director, that means essentially I'm responsible for all the operations in the facility. And we also include our sister facility, which is Bonita Health Center, which is adjacent to Lee Health Coconut Point, sort of in that campus discussion when we talk about Lee Health Coconut Point. So two large buildings full of a variety of different medical services here for the community.
And it's a growing community for sure. So it's much needed.
Certainly. It certainly is. It's one of the more rapidly growing parts of the market that Lee Health is in, which is primarily Lee County.
That is so. How did you get involved in the health industry?
Yeah, good question. So I started clinically. I was a physical therapist. That was my first job in healthcare. So growing up, I played sports as a young kid, had a few injuries, and was in physical therapy myself as a patient. And my experiences there is sort of what inspired me to get into healthcare. So went to FSU for undergrad, University of Florida for PT school, and then started working for Lee Health in 2010 as a physical therapist in the inpatient rehab hospital. So started working with brain and spinal cord injured patients, and then got some opportunities to get into leadership. And since then, moved down here to Coconut Point and eventually up to the system director role.
Wow. Moving on up. So we've all had some type of, I want to say, challenge along our journey that maybe has helped define us, or we can look back at now and say, you know what, I'm in a better place because of it. Is there something that happened along your journey that kind of you can look back at now?
Sure. Yeah. You know, I thought about that a few times, and I think the biggest challenges that I've faced in my career thus far, probably a lot of people, at least that live around here, have faced, and that was the COVID-19 challenge.
Yeah.
And then you thought that was a big one, and then we got hit by Hurricane Ian. So those two things really sort of sharpen the sword and test the character of a lot of people. With COVID-19, it was especially challenging in healthcare for two reasons. One, the obvious, right? You've got a lot of sick people with something that you have not seen before. And there was a period early on that a lot of physicians and hospitals and healthcare businesses did not know what to do. There was not a book written on how to handle that at the scale that we were seeing. So the other thing that was a unique challenge to Lee Health Coconut Point was we are outpatient. We're an outpatient facility. We do not have any licensed acute care hospital beds. We do have an emergency room here and an observation unit, but the vast majority, near 100% of our offerings here are what you would consider to be elective. You know, someone coming to their primary care appointment, someone coming for elective surgery, because we do have an outpatient surgery center here. The only thing that's not elective here is emergency room visits. And so there was a period of time in that pandemic where people just didn't go to their elective appointments. So a lot like people that own a restaurant or hospitality, the business just stopped coming in. So we had to figure out, okay, one, what are we going to do with all these employees that don't have patients to see? And two, how are we going to stay viable as a business? You know, because we are a nonprofit business, but we don't get any taxpayer support or anything like that. We have to fund through our operations. So we had to get really creative with how to use our staff, how to redeploy them, which we did. We did not lay anybody off, zero layoffs. We designed, our HR team had a voluntary exit package that people could choose if they wanted, but nobody was forced to. Some people did take that because it was right for them and their families at the time, but that was a huge challenge. And the unknown out in front was a tough place to look.
That was the scariest part of it. Nobody knew where it was going or how long it was going to last.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And companies start losing money. And, you know, Lee Health was losing money too. And it took a long time to climb out of that as well. And then the hurricane, holy cow. Lee Health Coconut Point is a newer building. It was finished in 2018. And in the building itself is, it's as hurricane proof as it can be. It's Cat 5 rated windows, everything like that. And for that reason, we have our command center here. So all the chief officers, CEO, COO, emergency management team, they come here to Lee Health Coconut Point during the storm and they stay here. So my role in that is to set everybody up, right? We say, okay, you're sleeping here, you're sleeping there. We need food for 7 days for 150 people who are going to run this countywide health system. We have emergency county operations people here as well, ambulance drivers here. So we close our outpatient businesses. We keep our emergency room open and we house the central command center for the health system. So that in itself is a challenge.
Yep.
And then the hardest part was, you know, we're watching to the extent that people had cameras out there. We're watching our hospitals get destroyed. We're watching Health Park get flooded. We lost water to a lot of the facilities. Meanwhile, we have an influx of emergency room patients here. We have no ability to transfer them to actual hospitals. And we were able to acquire a waiver from our state regulators to become an ICU level of care here at Coconut Point. So we just brought the doctors, we find whatever nurses we could, and all of a sudden, hey, you weren't a hospital yesterday, you're a hospital today. So just those little things, figuring out
how to do them.
Yeah, it's a huge challenge, but so proud of what we were able to achieve and the way we were supporting the community, and we never closed, never.
That is great. That is great. Like you said, like we said, it's a challenge under any circumstances, much less the circumstances you were put into because of the, you know, because of COVID, because of the hurricane. It's above and beyond. So commend you for doing the work that you did. Are there any maybe myths or misconceptions surrounding what you guys do that we could clear up for some of our listeners?
Yeah, that's a good question. And thank you for asking that question. I think yes. And what I would say is the thing that I would like for people to understand the most, especially about Lee Health Coconut Point, but also about healthcare in general, and Lee Health, the system, is sort of the trend that healthcare is going, which is going into the outpatient world. And more historically, people think of hospitals as equaling healthcare, right? If you have good healthcare, it's because you're surrounded by big hospitals. And that's something that's changing in the industry, where more and more of the healthcare, and we're talking about 80 plus percent of healthcare now is not delivered in hospitals, and that number continues to rise. So the myth is that you need big hospital buildings, big box traditional hospitals to feel comfortable and having good healthcare. And I think we're starting to dispel that myth. And I think people are starting to understand that that's not always the case. And you always will need hospitals, right? For the very large, complicated surgeries, like a transplant or a cardiac bypass or something like that. But when you look at the grand scale of things, that's a very small percentage of healthcare, and a very small percentage of people get those things. And the very vast percentage can be delivered in a hybrid facility, which is what Lee Health Coconut Point is. And that's the direction that we're choosing to go as we sort of innovate to the future of healthcare delivery. We do surgeries here that needed to have been done in hospitals. You know, we do emergency room care here that traditionally you would think, well, an emergency room has to be in a hospital. We do biopsies here that used to be done in hospitals. You know, certain types of imaging on your heart and other things that only could be done in hospitals before, we're completely outpatient now. And a lot of those traditional sort of old school mentalities of, hey, they're in the hospital, they're laid up for 2 weeks or whatnot, a lot of that's just waiting. You know, it's just waiting for a certain test or for a certain doctor to get there and see you. If you take the waiting out, you don't need that big hospital building. You don't need to lay in there for 3-4 days. You can just come here, get it done, boom, 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 and be gone. You know, do your waiting at home. People recover at home. It's safer, you know, less risk of some kind of secondary issue when you're in your own environment. And that's what we're trying to do as we go forward in healthcare in general. And it's exactly what we're doing here at Lee Health Coconut Point. It's how we plan. You know, every year we look at how many patients did we need to transfer and admit to a larger hospital. So we have a certain percentage that we always will transfer and admit to a larger hospital. But we look at that and we say, okay, how can we chip away at that? You know, how can we do those things? What in that bucket of patients could we have done here to prevent that person from having to go and be admitted to the hospital? And I'm proud to say we have been able to chip away at that over the 5 years here that we've been opened. You know, we're transferring about 12%, 12 to 15% of our patients to our bigger box hospitals, depending on the month. You know, it kind of ebbs and flows, where we started at closer to 20. So we're doing things here in our outpatient observation unit that we didn't do before. And it's all to try to keep the patients in the environment that they want to be in, that's best for them. You know, we want you always at the safest but lowest acuity care that's necessary. You know, we don't want to overtreat you. We don't want you to be in the hospital longer than you need to be. And that's sort of how we plan and what we're looking at to the future.
And that's great. Like you mentioned, people want to, what did I say, recover or wait at home in their own environment. They're more comfortable. But then as the technology, you know, increases, outpatient is, you know, how many things, like you mentioned in the past, that you used to have to go stay in the hotel or the hospital, not the hotel, for a number of days, that you can do it's day, you know, day or night. My mom is having surgery and she's like, I'm like, they're not keeping you in the hospital? And she's like, nope, I'm going to do it and I'll be resting at home.
So. Yep, exactly. And you mentioned the technology, Jim. That's another huge component of that. One of the examples that we've been able to bring here to Lee Health Coconut Point, and this is pretty recent, within the past year, like a cardiac catheterization. You know, if you have a blocked artery or you want to see if somebody's artery is blocked, you used to have to go to a cath lab, you know, and they'd take a hose and snake it up your arteries, you know, through your hip. You don't have to do that anymore. So the technology has progressed to the point now that we can use a CT scan and look inside your coronary arteries in your heart without having to get a cath lab procedure. And so that's just another example of, hey, you don't need to be in the hospital. You don't need to get anesthesia. You can just get a scan to do the same thing. And you can do that in outpatient in less than an hour, you know? And so all these little things are what allows us to progress and chip away. And you can have really, really high quality healthcare not having to sit in a hospital.
Right. You know? Right. That's great. We love technology. Mm-hmm. So you'd mentioned Florida State. I don't know how you balance that because they're rivals. But are you from down here originally?
I'm sort of a mixed breed, I would say. So I'm born in Cincinnati, Ohio. Okay. My dad is still living there, and so I go up there once in a while. But grew up in Fort Myers. So I've been in Fort Myers as of elementary school.
Wow.
Fort Myers High graduate. And then, so like you had mentioned, left for school at Florida and Florida State, and then back here at Lee Health. So I claim it. I claim Southwest Florida as my home. This is my roots. Fate would have it that I'm back here able to contribute to the community that sort of brought me up. So that's exciting for me. Now I've got two kids here. I'm married with two kids, and they're coming up through the same little league fields and elementary schools as I did. So
and a lot has changed, though, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It just continues to grow, but it's a good thing. That's why we live down here. We love the area. We love the community. So are there any last things that maybe our listeners should know about Lee Health that maybe they don't know?
No, I mean, I think we pretty much covered it. I mean, Lee Health Coconut Point is, you know, I think it's the future of what you're going to see with healthcare going forward. One thing I didn't mention is what Lee Health has three really developed service lines, which would be the Heart Institute, the Lee Health Heart Institute, the Lee Health Cancer Institute, and the Lee Health Musculoskeletal Institute, which would be orthopedic care. And all of those high level specialized service lines do have a footprint at Lee Health Coconut Point. So we are seeing heart patients here. We're seeing oncology patients at Bonita Health Center. We have a brand new infusion center there. And we're seeing orthopedic MSK patients at Lee Health Coconut Point as well, and they're receiving surgery here as well. So it's not, you know, a situation where you're having to go to one place to get the one standard you're looking for. That standard can sort of be replicated in all our facilities, including Lee Health Coconut Point. Lee Health in general, I mean, it's been in, if you live in Southwest Florida, you know Lee Health. It's been here for over 100 years.
Right.
And we've been really successful over the course of that time. And we're really proud of what we've been able to deliver to the community, for sure.
And we appreciate what you do for the community, and you continue to grow as the community grows as well, too. So it's very much, much needed. How would our listeners go about getting a hold of you or getting a hold of Lee Health if they have any questions, concerns?
Sure. Well, they can definitely get a hold of me. Lee Health Coconut Point is where I am. You know, I'm accessible here via email or phone. I could give you my contact information. Do you share that on here?
I'll put that at the bottom of the podcast here, so we can have it out there, so they can.
Yeah. So feel free to call me or email me, and we'll put the main line on there as well. Which, you know, if you have a certain clinical question that we need to direct to one of our practices, we could. We have over, like, let's see, it's always growing. I want to say we have 24 physicians that are working in here, and those are, you know, a mix of primary care, pediatrics, orthopedics, cardiology, not to even mention all the emergency room physicians. And then we have oncology and a lot of different specialties next door at Bonita Health Center. And what we want for people is to, you know, if you have a physician appointment here and that physician is going to need a test, like let's say maybe you're seeing primary care and they want labs, you get your labs here. You at least have the option to, you know, if they need an X-ray or an MRI, you have the option to get it here. You know, we want to sort of give you a one-stop shop opportunity. And we want you to choose it. It's not that you have to choose it, but we want to win that business from you. And that's sort of how we look at it.
I love it. I love it. Joe, thank you for being such a good neighbor and what you do in the community to support us out here. It's very much appreciated.
Yeah. And thank you, Jim. And right back at you. Thank you for what you do with this podcast and how you use it to help bring the community together. And you're really helping small and, in this case, probably large business. So we really appreciate that.
Ajay, and I love meeting people like yourself. So thank you very much.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.